Connor, we just got the official announcement about the team leadership council. No real surprises as far as that goes. But what does that mean to you as and to the entire team when that kind of gets established and you're set on who's going to be part of that leadership council?
I mean, kind of like you said, it wasn't necessarily a surprise, just since we had voted for captains in the past, you know, with the off-season teams we did and stuff like that. But, I mean, for me individually, it means a lot. You know, I think this probably means more than any other award or anything else that could happen, because this is my teammates who are voting for this, not anybody else. These are the people that I care about the most. You know, they're the ones making that decision, and then to be voted a captain by them and to be someone who they, you know, feel comfortable and who they want leading the team it's a really special thing for me, and I know it is for everyone else on the leadership council too.
Go ahead, Matt, and then Sean.
Connor, what growth, what areas of Caleb Etienne's game have you seen improved from last year to right now?
Oh, man, you name it. I mean, I think he's in a lot better shape right now. So physically, he's moving a lot better. Just his understanding of Coach Wood's system and what he wants, that kind of enables him to play faster as well. And, you know, he's gotten stronger. And so I think he's really every aspect of his game has improved in comparison to last season.
Connor, it feels a little bit weird to be on the Zoom call, I won't lie, after such a long offseason. We've talked to you a bunch about spring ball and practices and training camp, that kind of thing. But to have that game at the end of the week and sort of that goal to start focusing on Southern Illinois, is this team sort of aware of this SIU team? And kind of, they got a little bit of a reputation as a giant killer, an FBS buster in some ways. They've beaten a couple of FBS teams already. So does this team kind of recognize, I guess, what that team on the other side that you're preparing against is?
Oh, for sure. You always respect your opponent. And it's pretty – I mean, we knew they were a good team from the second we turned the tape on, you know, and started studying. And we knew what they were capable of doing and what they've done in the past. And so, yeah, definitely going in understanding that this is a good football team we're about to go play, and we gotta be on our P's and Q's to get the job done.
Okay, we'll go Jake and then Mitch.
Colin, you talked about the leadership council. I just wanted to ask you how it's going to work. Are the four of you that have been named team captains, are you guys walking out to midfield every week? Are there going to be rotations there like there was in the past?
It'll be rotations like there were in the past. I think there's probably going to be at least two or three of the captains with the coin toss every week, and then we'll rotate kind of the co-captains through, kind of like we've done in years past.
Connor, this is your final season here at BYU. So far, the process, have you been pleased with the decision to run it back and maybe just some goals that you and this offensive line have in your final run here in Provo?
Yes, very happy with my decision to come back. You know, I think since I met with Coach Woods that first time while he was being interviewed, I felt pretty comfortable with the decision to come back for my last season, and there's been nothing that has caused me to think otherwise. I'm pretty happy with it. And I think for us as an offensive line, we just want to be able to produce for the offense. You know, we want to be the offense's biggest asset, not its biggest liability. And that, first and foremost, that starts with running the football. So that's been our focus all off season long, and through spring ball, through training camp, and heading into game one now, is we want to run the football.
Go ahead, Jared.
Connor, what does it say about the two quarterbacks vying for the starting job that they're both co-captains on that leadership council? What does that say about them, and what does that mean for this team?
I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory that the team obviously views them both as leaders, which is definitely a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. And, you know, they both garner that respect from their teammates, which both puts them in a position to be able to lead the offense, you know, and whenever that decision gets made, it's clear that the players on the team respect both of them in that role. So
you've been through this game one a few times now. What's that feeling? How do you describe that feeling when you finally get to take the field after all these months of work and preparation, you know, trying to get back out there after the last season ended months ago?
It's pretty awesome. Cause yeah, I'm pretty sick of practicing, especially against ourselves. You know, I'm sick of hitting the same guys every day. And so getting to go and play in that first game, you're finally in Lavelle Edwards again, in front of all the fans. You get just the energy that comes from that, and to just see somebody else across the line of scrimmage from you is pretty nice. So it's definitely fired up for that.
Okay, we'll take a couple more questions from Jay.
Hey, Connor, as a center, is there an advantage to knowing or having the majority of reps with one quarterback as opposed to another? And also, will you guys know beforehand who the starter is, or will you be kept in the dark like the media?
I don't know. I'm sure we'll know before you guys. If all goes well, you should be the last people to know. But to go back to your first question, I think yes, there is a little bit of chemistry that comes just with calls and checks with the quarterback, but also at the same time, if they both know the system equally well, it shouldn't be super difficult to kind of plug and play, if that makes sense, if we're on the same page with everything. But no question, there's definitely like a chemistry aspect that can be developed. But as long as we both have an understanding of the system and how we interact with each other, and I've gotten so many reps with both of them now at this point that we kind of know what each other is thinking pre-snap, post-snap, all that stuff. And so I don't foresee that being really an issue. But since we're kind of learning the system together and kind of growing with it together, all three of us have kind of been on the same page.